Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of Dino Discovery. When you last saw me, I was in North Carolina in the Cretaceous, and I just barely escaped a Dinosuchus, but it kind of wrecked my time machine, and I see a Pyroraptor right in front of me. If there's a Pyroraptor in front of me, then that means that I am in Europe in the Cretaceous. Pyroraptor means fiery thief, by the way. Pyro means fiery, raptor means thief. And pyroraptors prefer to hunt in packs, like Velociraptor. Oh, just something about a Velociraptor that you may not want to believe, but it was the size of a turkey and covered in feathers. I just don't know what Jurassic Park did to them. Anyways, I'm getting off track. I'm not sure what I should do here. I mean, I should try to get back home, but I gotta fix my time machine in order to do that. Hold up. That Pyroraptor is looking straight at me. I wonder what it's thinking. I wonder if it wants to hunt me. I hope it does not. But even if it is, I'm just gonna run away. Hey, a river. Cool. Ooh, looks like there's some crayfish in there. Neat. Crayfish are sort of like lobsters. They're still around today. And Pyroraptor also would love to eat crayfish, I think. Well, I know they love to eat crustaceans and fish. And there are also some fish here. Wow, cool. Hold up. Yep, there are a bunch of Pyroraptors behind me. They just stuck their snouts into the water. Oh, this reminds me of the time when I was watching a Spinosaurus. Remember from episode 1, Hello Spino? Their snouts are in the water, waiting to catch some fish or crayfish. Even though crayfish aren't really fish. I don't know why they're called crayfish. I feel like I'm saying fish too much. Anyways, one of the Pyroraptors... It caught a crayfish. Crunch, crunch, crunch. It's crunching through the crayfish's shell. That's why it's called a shellfish. Hey, that reminds me of a joke, but no time for jokes right now. Right now, I gotta get back to my time machine and get back home. But these Pyroraptors won't let me past. Wait. How about I use my fishy flares? Right. I only have one sardine fishy flare. That won't work. What am I going to do about this? Sounded like... I don't know what that sounded like. That definitely sounded like a thunderclap. I'm looking upwards and there's a thunderstorm. This could be a problem. Lightning bolts! Uh-oh. We're under trees. This could be a problem. Fire! I should not have said it like that. Now we feel weird. Anyways. Run! How is the fire spreading that quickly? And why does one of those clouds look like, I want to say, a potato chip? I'm getting off track. I gotta run from the fire. Hey, the Pyroraptors are running along with me. I'm running with the Pyroraptors. Running with the raptors. Hey, that's catchy. Should I call this episode that? Nah. Or should I? Man, I'm getting off track. Hold up. There's a pyroraptor that's running, but it's on fire, but it's not getting harmed by the fire. How is that possible? It's chasing me and not running with me. It's running towards me. I think that pyroraptor is a foe. Still gotta run as fast as I can. I feel like I'm panting a lot. Come on, pyroraptors. We got to escape. Wait, there's my time machine. Gotta grab it before the fire reaches it. Alright, oh, this is heavy. I gotta run as fast as I can while carrying my time machine. This will be pretty hard. We're far from the fire. Whew, that was close. Hey, where's that literal pyroraptor? Where did it go? I wonder. Hey, we made it to another river. So I just gotta catch my breath. I think I caught my breath. Hey, there's also a mouse. That pyroraptor just caught the mouse in its jaws. It just swallowed it. Okay, we're safe from the fire. I still can't get over the fire. I just can't get over the fire. I feel like I keep repeating myself. That's because I am. I think. Well, me and the pyroraptors are safe. I think. Hey, and the storm went away. But that potato chip-shaped cloud, why is it still here? This could be a problem. Oh, great! Another fire. Run! I feel deja vu. That's like the feeling when you feel like you've done something before. Oh, maybe I could hop on a pyroraptor. Whoa, this pyroraptor is going so fast. I guess it too runs in the raptor family. All raptors are very fast. Whew, we made it away from that fire. And that potato chip-shaped cloud is gone. Hold up, I need to catch my breath again. Whew, that is good. Wow. There's suddenly a lot of mice here. One for every pyroraptor. Well, with one extra. Each pyroraptor ate one. Then one pyroraptor caught one, but it's not eating it. I think it's holding it up to me. No thanks, I already ate. I do not want to eat a live mouse. But we're safe from the fire. And what a relief. I don't know what to do now. I probably should repair my time machine. Wait, pyroraptors, like all raptors, are very smart dinosaurs. Do you think they could help me fix my time machine? You know, I don't think they're like kias, which are a kind of bird, a kind of mountain parrot that are really smart and curious. If they can take something out, then they can put it back in. It's easy as that. If they figure one thing out, they can figure out how to do the opposite. I wonder if these pyroraptors could help me fix the time machine. What a brilliant idea. Hey, Pyroraptors, can you help me fix my time machine?
I feel like if they could shrug, they would be shrugging right now.
But, hey, some of them are helping. All right, I'll get in the time machine, fix the control panel. How about I name you three Inferno, Flare, and Flame? All right. Inferno, could you fix the hole in my time machine? Flame and Flare, could you come in and help push the dent back outward so that the dent is no longer there? I'll fix the control panel. I'm letting you guys do the easy jobs. Fixing the control panel is really hard. All right. Now time to fix the control panel. I'll just stop recording for a few seconds. All right, I'm back. And the time machine is fixed, and I know not to eat any more hot dogs in it.
Hold up.
What does that Pyroraptor have on its head? It looks strangely familiar, but I can't think of where. And why is it rubbing two sticks together?
The sticks created a spark and created more sparks. The sparks caught onto the grass and the tree, and now fire again. Flare just climbed up the tree to escape the fire, but that won't do him any good. Flare, come down here!
Pyroraptors were surprisingly good climbers. He's climbing down and... Okay, we're on the ground. Now time to...
Run!
Again. You know, this is really strange. Why were there three big fires? Inferno, I'll hop on you. Wait, why don't I just go into my time machine? Well, I want to help these Pyroraptors. Wait, how about I just use my time machine to take them to a different place? Just 2 seconds forward in time. Yeah, I think that would work. All right. Come on, Pyroraptors. Hop into my time machine. Closing the door. Putting in coordinates. Here we go. Alright, we're in a safe, non-flammable place. Opening the door and walking out. No, that was very strange, all the fires that I just encountered. I wonder what could have caused them. I mean, I know that a storm caused them, but why did that potato chip shaped cloud stay around? And why was that Pyroraptor trying to cause a fire? This is very strange. Anyways, we're on a place that the Pyroraptors didn't know about, but a non-flammable place. Wanna know why I picked this destination? Because it has Pyroraptor nests full of eggs that are hatching! Woohoo! Happy birthday, little fireballs!